there's our land. There it is.
I meet Lisa Kenyon at her Euclid home, right off of Lake Erie. She's a member of the Moss Point Beach Club, a neighborhood with a private little patch of lakefront property.
I spend a lot of time down here. Everyone does. And then, like every Friday night, if the weather's good in the summer, there's a group of people that come down and we watch sunset together.
But a recent storm threatened the beach club's lakefront oasis. A chunk of land fell off their bluff and ended up down by the lake. Caution tape surrounds the area, including a fence along the lakefront.
We've had to move that fence, not since I was here, but a couple times during the history. So they've lost a significant amount of land, and we don't want to lose any more.
Lake Erie water levels have been 2 to 3 feet higher than average for the last 2 years. And with a lot of heavy rain this spring, coastal land is disappearing.
We saw a very significant increase in the number of phone calls we received about erosion that was occurring on people's private property.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources' Scudder Mackey says erosion rates are increasing. They're close to 3 to 4 feet per year. The state is helping by offering temporary shore structure permits. It's a simplified permit application designed for property owners in emergency situations that need to shore up their property quickly. The state already offers free consultations to lakefront property owners, where an engineer surveys the land and offers some guidance on the best way to protect a shoreline, like large blocks of rocks, something waves can crash up against. And any kind of new structure along the shoreline requires the state's approval.
We want to make sure that the materials that are used are safe, not broken up blocks of concrete with rebar sticking out or asphalt.
Kenyon and her beach club plan to add native plants to the landscape of their bluff. It's more cost-effective for them. But that won't keep their land from breaking down and falling into the lake if high water levels and increased rain continue. Kenyon says the group would like to see some grant money made available.
We have had to do some fundraising for ourselves in the past. When we did that, we took responsibility for that ourselves. But the scale you would need, I don't think my GoFundMe site would cover.
But ODNR's Mackey says state money isn't an option.
It's just not appropriate to spend taxpayer dollars to protect private property in this way, because it's a benefit to that individual private property owner.
A few streets from Lisa Kenyon's Moss Point Beach, Euclid Mayor Kirsten Holzheimer-Gale points out the city's new waterfront project. The plan is to create a quarter-mile trail along the shoreline, above what's currently a muddy slope of trees and trash.
There's new trees that are down. You'll see the stones and the debris that is along the shoreline. But you also can see the bluff here.
The point of Euclid's plan is to make more of its waterfront accessible to the public. But the city's community projects manager, Allison Lucasy Love, says the project is about more than that. It's about mitigating erosion. Euclid's increased erosion rates have qualified the city for funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
It is actually a pre-disaster mitigation fund that they have set up. Euclid receiving this funding is really precedent-setting because it's one of the first times that a community has applied for this type of funding on the Great Lakes and the first time that it's been awarded.
Mayor Holzheimer-Gale wants construction on phase two of the waterfront project to get underway sooner rather than later.
We're certainly concerned that we don't want to lose much. We don't want more erosion to happen and have to change what the project looks like.
Lake levels typically reach their seasonal high in mid-June, so the worst may be over. But ODNR says water level variability will become more frequent in years to come. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.